Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
It is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM, live coast to coast on the BetQL network. I think we've talked through Skipper Hassan's kickball issues during the break. We didn't attack it enough during the last segment that he should have everything worked out by the end of the day. Hopefully you got a lot worked out for your weekend as well, whether it's NBA bets, early look at the Stanley Cup playoffs from Michael Leboff. You can always rewind inside your Odyssey app or just download us as a podcast. Get everything on demand later by searching for BetQL Daily and subscribing or following wherever you get your podcasts. Time to wrap up the week with some lightning bets. And Joe's got some to get us started, NBA playoff-wise. What do you got?
Yeah, as far as tonight, I've talked myself into Pelicans. So I'll just take them on the money line. Pelicans win. Ingram goes over 19.5 points. That's my favorite prop from tonight. Obviously, the two are correlated. That they're going to need that from him at the very least if they're going to win that game. As far as NBA series bets, I like the Pacers. I don't mind it if you want to lay a game and a half, if you want to do a correct score, even in a shorter series. But it's a coin flip now. It's the worst number that we've had all week. A lot of the plus money gone, but I do like the Pacers to win that series. Suns feel better and better about it. I'll lay a game and a half. I will lay 2.5 games if you want to get the plus 370 on the Suns. Love that. I think Knicks Sixers... Now, you know what? I'll go Dallas Clippers going the distance at plus 230. That one going 7 games and 1 baseball bet. It's a can't-lose situation because if it's a loser, I can talk crap to Jake. And if it's a winner, I win a bet. Arizona plus money against Blake Snell tonight. I think you got to take it.
There we go. There we go.
Man, I have so many bets. This is, this has gotten out of control.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know where to start. How does it lose? We're in the playoffs here. I'll start with James Harden to be the assists series leader in assists, plus 195. That's been, a big part of his role. He dominated with that in the regular season, so I say that continues. I like Joe's look. I'm just going to do a little sprinkle on LeBron, 17-1, total made threes. That one is, that's a fun one. And then, we've got Anthony Davis to score 25 plus points in every game of the series, 19-1. Sabonis, double-double, Sacramento to win, minus 104. And... let's see, I gave those out yesterday. Javonte Green, that's the one. With the Caruso injury, someone's going to have to step up. Javonte Green over 9.5 points as well.
All right. Some of these are repeats from earlier in the week, but I just want to make sure they're out there. I mentioned Knicks over the Sixers in the series, on the series spread, minus 1.5. It was 220 earlier in the week. It's down to 210. I'm not the only one on it, maybe. Magic over the Cavs, plus 155 in that series. including game one tomorrow, Magic plus 4.5, Banchero over 22.5, Evan Mobley under 14.5. Yeah, you want to bet Magic Cavs. Who isn't lining up for that one around the corner? I got them here for you. The two series that Joe has going shorter, I have going longer. Both Milwaukee, Indy, and Phoenix, Minnesota to go seven games. They're each plus 225. I like both of those. I like the Lakers in game one against the Nuggets, not for the series. Well, at the spread anyway, 7.5 in game one. At the very least, I think it's closer than that. I think that's too much in a game one. And then a couple baseball bets. Orioles, Royals to go over 9 today with Kramer and Marsh both starting for those teams. Two teams that are mashing the ball. Marlins at Wrigley. I mentioned this yesterday. Puck against Tyone. Wind out at Wrigley today as well. First five over 5.5 is even money. And wind blowing out at PNC Park, not to the same extent at Wrigley, but wind blowing out at PNC Park tonight. Give me a Casas homer against Quinn Priester making his season debut. Casas 5-1 to homer for the Red Sox in the first five over 4.5 as well. Quinn Priester gave up 12 homers in 50 innings last year at the major league level. Take a Red Sox to hit a home run tonight. It's going to happen. Couple quick NHL futures bets for you. I like Vancouver to win the cup. Yes, I tweeted out the bracket earlier. Not just because of my guy, Rick Tocchet, so maybe this is a bit of a heart bet as much as a head bet. They're 15-1 to win the cup. Thatcher Demko is back. They were the best team in the league after right around the holidays. I think they find that form again. 15-1 to win the cup. Rangers to win the East at plus 375. They've got the goaltending. Maybe if you want to, a little sprinkle on them at 8-1 to win the cup. So you cover both sides, assuming the Rangers and Canucks both get back to the Stanley Cup final 30 years after they met there previously. And Mark Messier won a cup for the New York Rangers in 1994. So there you go. Some baseball, some hockey, some hoops, some Lightning bets. Paul?
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I told Chris this just to like let you know how these bets are going to go before, you know, I even give them out. Just so you're aware. So Chris said to me last night for the poker tournament, he's like, I hope you get pocket aces. I told him before the show. Got them once, and it was a miss deal. And so they had to take all the cards back.
Oh, man.
Kid can't catch a break. It was fun. It was fun. I would do it again next year. I made a little bit of a run. Like, I had a decent stack. Like, as we were getting down, I don't know, probably 20, 30 people. The top seat was the winner going to the World Series of Poker. So, spoiler, that did not happen. Last hand, ace 9 versus ace 8. 8 spikes on the flop, never caught up. RIP me. I was only like 70% to win that hand. No big deal. Anyway, no big deal, baseball no. Bets. Dodgers. As Bernstein said to me, I'm like telling him after. He goes, every bum's got a story. And I was like, you know what? Give me another beer.
It sounded like it went right along with the rest of your Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yesterday.
It was very on brand. Yeah. Oh, all right. Very chalky, quit. And I don't care. Yeah. Dodgers minus 1.5 against the Mets, run line, so at even money. Phillies were fading the White Sox. I know Crochet is kind of okay, but I think that lineup can mess with them a little bit. So I'll do the Phillies run line at minus one and a half, plus 125. Marcus Semien has great history against Chris Sale, who, by the way, sneakily off our list of losers. He's actually not been bad, but let's see how long that lasts. But Semien over 1.5 total bases at minus 105. And Matt Olson on the other side of that game, pretty good history against Andrew Heaney. So over 1.5 total bases at plus 130.
Mr. Slippy Flippy.
Hello. Yeah, I mean, Joe, the thing is the Diamondbacks don't have to win for me to be right. They don't have to win. The team total's 3.5. That's outrageously low for a team that's literally second in the league in OPS against left-handed pitching and fourth in weighted runs created plus. Oh, and by the way, Blake Snell's on the mound. And oh, by the way, he's bad. Because, by the way, remember, I'm never early. I'm never wrong. I'm just early. Okay? My brain is still fried from yesterday, okay?
Okay.
I was right.
Do you have any bets, or do you want to plug?
No,
the show?
It's Arizona.
Where do you want to go with this?
It's Arizona over 3.5 team total. It always was. The rest of the card, of course, will be on Bet Slips and Bet Flips at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to go a couple home run props against Jameson Taillon because that guy gives up so many home runs in just about every single start. Anyway,
yeah,
you guys going to talk about the Bruins? Or no?
Yes, no, probably just Red Sox for the full 30.
Yeah. Red Sox MVP bets. Yes.
That
Stan Raffaella plus 850 to homer. Fly ball machine today. There's another one I'll spray at the board against Quinn Priester tonight. Just bet all the Red Sox to hit all the home runs.
Chris, how mad were you when the reports yesterday were, yep, Paul Skeens just confirming not coming up on Friday for no reason.
After he strikes out 37 more guys. In four innings or whatever.
Dude, I think the Dune thing is so real.
I don't think everybody
saw it. I think
it's
so real.
Say what we're talking about.
Okay, so there's a conspiracy out there, and we famously are a big conspiracy show. There's a conspiracy out there that the Pirates are waiting to call up Paul Skeens until his girlfriend, Livy Dune, who you may have heard of if you haven't, like Mario, just do a Google search. You'll find her real fast. But anyway, there's a conspiracy that the Pirates are waiting until her gymnastics season is over to call him up so that then she'll be at the stadium making TikToks, Instagrams, everything. I fully believe that that's true. Because if you're the Pirates, like, look what just happened this NFL season. It helps to have, like, a superstar girlfriend who has a lot of influence. Obviously not that Taylor Swift and Livy Dune are comparable. But if you're telling me that the Pittsburgh Pirates don't want this girl who has millions of followers and is super popular, probably more popular, like, to people on the street than Paul Skeens, to be making TikToks and Instagrams at PNC Park? Yeah, I fully believe that.
I mean, in theory, I get it, but it's also, like, I don't get it. Like, Chris, what's that flight from Baton Rouge to Pittsburgh like? They do a couple of those a day? Like, what are we, like, who is she drawing into the stadium? Everyone's going to become a Pirates fan?
Buddy, every single dude ages like 16 to 33 are going to be there. Like, yeah, I'll be there. Full disclosure, me and Mario are getting the car. We'll be there.
Wait, did you say
call me when you get here? There's some.
Yeah, Mario texted me yesterday. He goes, "Who's Livy Dune?" I go, just hit a quick Google search.
It's not Dune. It's done.
Yeah, it is done.
Oh, I thought it was Livy Dune. And the average age of a Pittsburgh Pirates fan is 76. Nobody knows who the hell Livy Dunn is.
But exactly. So the Pirates should lean into this because every college and high school age kid will be in PNC Park. You'll sell out, honestly. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Just because you're gonna Livy sell Dunn out? Leads you in
well,
Mario
okay, I might be
PNC
being hyperbolic,
Park,
but...
Like the Pied Piper of social media anyway.
I mean, there were people flying to her gymnastics meets. Like, they had to get security for her gymnastics meets.
We'll be back Monday at 9 a.m. Plenty of draft to talk all next week as the playoffs get ramped up in the NBA and NHL. It's BetQL Daily.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.